Drunk on Comics, Special Edition, Special Olympics Winter Coverage.
We're not covering the Special Olympics, Tony. That's the games you compete in.
Sorry. It's a superhero Special Olympics.
They're super.
Yes, they are super. And ladies and gentlemen, we will not be sued by NBC or the Olympics for that opening song there, because that is the Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. there.
Yeah.
As found out by one of our members, Kevin, who has a nice post up on our website about the similarities of those two songs. So,
yes, so go check it out, and please don't sue.
Yeah.
You won't get any money, I promise.
But we are going to talk to you about the special Winter Olympics that are happening right now over in Sochi.
Yeah, Sochi, Russia. They're the ones that eventually landed it.
Yeah.
But there was some talk about where else these games could have been held.
Yes, I know here in the U.S., Gotham was trying very, very hard to get them. However, the crime, I mean, the Joker, I mean, the Penguin was all about the wintertime,
yeah.
But he didn't have enough money to payroll the Olympic Committee there.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne almost did it. But
single-handedly,
then he could have bought it, but he decided to opt out at the last second. I don't know, something about having a new origin story.
Yeah, who knows? So, of course, they've always wanted to do the Winter Olympics down in Antarctica near the Savage Land.
That's true. Savage Land would be an awesome place to host it, with the exception of no snow.
Oh, kind of like where they're at now?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, I guess Russia got the lucky draw the straw here this year, so that's where they're going to be at. Now, the opening ceremonies were not without a little bit of a fiasco. Remember those the Olympic rings going up?
Yeah, there was some talk that the ring that didn't open represented the United States or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From what I've gotten word from, Magic, who is in charge of these opening ceremonies, purposely prevented it from opening, because had she done it, it would have sent off a ritualistic spell that Dormammu would have came through to the living world. So she single-handedly saved not only Russia, but the world from preventing a spell.
Wow. So you're telling me that Vladimir Putin not only thought that the United States was the devil and didn't let our Olympic ring open, but by opening it, we would have unleashed hell on Earth?
Yeah.
Damn. Vladimir Putin is the only villain more feared than Dr. Doom.
I can see that. I can see that. Now, have you seen the glorious, at least, architecture in all the Olympic Village, seen, you know, these stadiums, all of them made by Russia's own son, Colossus?
You mean Peter Rasputin?
Yes.
His sister was Magic, Ileana.
They've worked hand in hand to make sure these opening ceremonies went without a hitch. And besides them preventing the end of the world there, I'd say they pretty much did a good job.
Yeah, totally not too shabby.
Yes, and the opening ceremonies did have quite a few different nations groups coming through. I know the zombies from The Walking Dead came in, and they're
shuffling in a big herd.
Yes, and their rumbling sounded a little bit better than those Russian chorus singers singing Getting Lucky.
Oh, burn. Although, I will say this about Russia. If any of you have heard their national anthem, which they have adopted back the original Soviet national anthem music and put new words to it, it makes me want to go die for Mother Russia. I'm sorry, as far as national anthems go, it's kick-ass. I'm pretty sure there's some mind control in there. Psycho Man probably had something to do with it.
Yep, and I can...
Okay, all right, just timeout, pause. Zach Morse timeout moment. How many nerdy references did we pack in there seriously into those first couple seconds or first minutes of our podcast here?
That was a lot, and some of them we just came off the top of our heads because we're that smart.
Tony, don't tell people that we just make the show up.
Yeah.
This is all planned, people. All planned.
So getting back to the opening ceremonies, the Olympic torch was also a huge honor for Colossus to make.
And it was actually pretty cool. They just doused him in vodka, lit him on fire, and he walked right up there. It was quite a sight.
Unfortunately for John Jones, being the only representative from Mars, he hightailed it from the opening ceremonies once that torch was lit. And another person representing herself, kind of, because she's unique in who she is, Angela has dual citizenship, so she decided to compete with the fellow Marvels this year.
Oh, that's very nice of her. Yep. She must have gotten permission from a very powerful and weird man, the gay man. All right. In other nations, Namor, King of Atlantis, you know, with his snobbish, you know, turn up his nose, Imperius Rex and all that, to all this, you know, global spirit BS, decided to sit out these Winter Olympics. Probably a good thing, because the Atlanteans don't do too well in the cold. They tend to freeze over.
I like how many jokes we have of how cold it is, yet it is so unbearably hot here.
It is true. Sochi has been quite a warm spot.
Yes, it has.
If you will. And that leads to some of the controversies in the games, right?
Yeah, there has been quite a bit of controversy between fellow man and fellow... well, other men and superior men.
Almost superior, even.
Yes. I know that Batwoman has teamed up with Pussy Riot to protest the anti-gay propaganda.
That's true.
But it's also been a show...
I would really like to see her in a female gulag in the middle of Siberia. I think that's going to be the next Netflix original series.
What, Batwoman and gulag?
Gulag. Instead of Gotham... gulag. Batman gets lost in a gulag.
You just like that word.
It's a good word.
It's also been a show of support for mutants from across the globe, as superheroes have united against the bigoted remarks being thrown at them against open mutants at these games. The biggest thing hurdle for Russia to do, though, is the Inhumans coming to these games. This is their first appearance here.
Yeah, it's quite a balancing act that, well, we can't have mutants, but are Inhumans okay? We don't know.
Yeah, and without knowing truly who is a mutant and who is an Inhuman, the Inhumans have been kind of just showing their flowers, powers and flaunting them around to allow mutants to also do the same.
Well, other controversies have existed with the hotel situation over in Sochi.
Yes, a lot of spying, a lot of
a lot of surveillance. Well, that was just S.H.I.E.L.D. doing due diligence.
Oh, yes.
Always have to know everything that's going on. Nick Erie's eye is upon you.
Yes.
But no, one of our reporters on the scene, old-time villain of Spawn, the Clown, who is the disgusting human form of the Violator, had this to say about his hotel situation in Sochi. And I quote, "Even I wouldn't stay in this shithole. No telling what that water actually is."
And those pictures are disgusting. Look them up on Twitter. Another controversy that's come up, Superman has been declared ineligible for these games since Russia has been questioning Clark Kent's citizenship status.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, if only he would have landed in the middle of Russia, he would have been a red sun.
Good book.
But also, Ultraman, there was some of the crime syndicate, the alter, I guess not the bizarro of Superman, but...
his kind of opposite, but yeah, but not bizarro.
Yeah.
Which he is,
his parallel evil doppelganger? Twin.
Yes, he's been caught, unfortunately, for doping charges on Kryptonite. Our good friend Nathaniel Essex has been going around volunteering his lab to test everyone's blood here at the games.
Yeah, the kind services of Nathaniel Essex Lab Incorporated has decided to blood test all of the Olympians. We hope that he has no sinister intentions with those blood samples. But
I see what you did there.
Yeah, he's doing a favor to all mankind.
Yes,
and mutant kind, and inhuman kind, and
kind
Kryptonian kind. And moving right along. In other controversies, you know, it is like frickin' it's springtime in Sochi. It's not springtime for Hitler, but it's springtime for Putin because these games are really, really warm. In fact, they've got Mr. Freeze and Captain Cold continuing to keep the downhill skiing tracks going. Apparently, it's frozen at the top, but by the time you get to the end, it is thawing. It is causing actual havoc for these athletes who are used to better conditions, if you will, more winter-like conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, battling the heat every day, these cool, cool, considerate men must constantly keep applying new snow just to keep the events going.
Yes, if only mutants like Storm or Iceman were allowed to openly display their powers at these games.
It's a shame.
Yes, it is a shame. And there have been a lot of falls on the slopes, but Canada's Wonder Boy, Wolverine, has been killing it. Literally, but we won't have time for that right now.
Yeah, he's the best there is at that.
Yes. But he's been cutting into the mountain with his claws to give him the sharp turning abilities that have been needed against some of these turns.
Yeah, the only problem is I don't want to go after him.
Yeah.
He makes a mess of everything. So that's takes us to skiing. In ski jumping, Captain America, who, you know, has like over 2,000 drops during World War II.
Yeah, he just likes jumping out of planes.
He just seems to like jumping without a parachute. So he's strapped on some skis and he jumps really, really far.
Yep.
He's made it to the final rounds, and wouldn't you know it, his rival, the Winter Soldier.
Didn't see that one coming.
You can see it coming on 4/14. 4/4/14.
Okay. I will have to see it then.
I think I might see that one.
Let's take place to the biathlon, where we have...
The biathlon, as you know, is a combination of skiing and shooting.
Yes, I do know that, because I'm a commentary on these Olympics.
Well, now they know that.
Yes. Green Arrow and Hawkeye tied for silver medals, actually.
Yeah, surprisingly, Green Arrow's old sidekick, Speedy, won the gold. I guess his nickname is because he's pretty fast in cross-country skiing.
I don't know who Speedy is, but I guess so. But as we all know, though, the stormtroopers from the Intergalactic Empire came in dead last, of course.
They can't hit the broadside of a Death Star.
No, they cannot. Let's switch over to curling, where Magneto, man, there's a lot of disqualifications here. There's just a lot of cheaters.
I think that the ability to use superpowers creates a lot of interesting situations that the original Olympians and the creators of the games did not foresee.
Yes, and they didn't Magneto did not foresee when it's called a stone. It's called a stone for a reason, not a metal stone. Where he tried to use his magnetic powers within the curling sphere.
But man, you should see him use those brooms.
Oh, yeah.
The Hulk, known for his rock-throwing abilities, showed surprising finesse with his sweeping skills, helping Team Gamma make it all the way to the final round against the Fantastic Four. But a confrontation with Ben Grimm left the entire event and the arena in shambles, and now the Thing is the Hulk's personal curling rock. Now we know who's strongest.
Oh, yes. Taking over to speed skating, we have Flash, Quicksilver, The Wizard, The Blur, and Reverse Flash.
Who has to skate backwards.
All making it to the final round. However, we still are waiting on the winner because no one has made it across that first turn. They just don't have enough friction to speed across the ice.
The laws of physics are a bitch, even in Mother Russia.
Oh, yes.
Moving on to hockey. We all know that when the puck was dropped against Team Canada, nicknamed Omega Flight, and Team USA, nicknamed Team USA, puck immediately got up, drank some beers, hit on some tall Russian women, and, you know, committed other treasonous debauchery. I don't know.
Oh, what a guy.
That puck.
Did you get a chance to see that interview with Rorschach the other day?
I did not.
Yes, he kept going on about some conspiracy about... USA team paying off the judges when they're playing hockey against Russia. Putin's taking a very good eye onto him, so
yeah,
we might see some work from him from that.
That Rorschach loves his conspiracies.
Oh, yeah. And have you heard about the real Cinderella story from Slavonia?
Hmm.
Yeah, the people from Power Pack.
The kids from Power Pack?
They might be able to do it this time.
That would be quite an upset. Moving on to figure skating.
Yes, X-23 with her foot claw has been able to get incredible spins. I mean, landing everything. It's the best toe pick out there. Unfortunately, it ruins all of her skates.
Aww. Well, Russian gold medalist Natasha Romanoff returns to the Ice Palace, scoring very high marks from all the judges, expected to win a gold, except she did get a 2.6 from the Russian judge.
Really?
Ooh, yeah. Hey, I guess even the Russian judges are a bastard to their own kind.
Jeez, that's just not good.
And as for figure skating in pairs, brother and sister skaters Pietro and Wanda Maximoff put on a hell of a routine. They caused the audience to ooh and to ah, and to even say, eh, because brothers and sisters really shouldn't touch each other in those places.
But somehow they got high marks from the Russian judge.
Go figure.
There's a lot of fun going on at the Olympic Village. News has been around that Team Canada has their own beer fridge that if they scan their passport, you know, they can get beer. So Wolverine and Puck have just been having a hell of a time in Olympic Village. But many of the athletes have been betting a dollar to go lick Colossus.
Yeah, you know how those tongues like to freeze to metal in the cold? Too bad Toad and Venom are still stuck to his biceps.
Let's take it over to snowboarding.
Ah, now snowboarding, there are a ton of new there are a bunch of snowboarding events. There's the half pipe, there's the giant parallel slalom, there's the parallel slalom, there's the slalom.
What's the difference between all those slaloms?
One's giant and parallel, one's parallel. One's just a slalom? I don't know.
Okay.
But there's also slope style, and then they've got the really amazing, the snowboard cross.
Okay.
Okay. And it was just like a downhill race, and it's fun. People spill out and wipe out and stuff. But that's like seven events to compete in for snowboarding. And Norin Rad has scored silver in each of those events. This has earned him the nickname the Silver Surfer.
Where'd Sean White place?
Too soon. I know he won some medals though, didn't he? Right. No, because the only event he was going to compete in was the half pipe.
Yep.
And those conditions, those snowy, slushy conditions, yes, got to him. Damn you, Human Torch! This is why you were denied a bank loan.
Well, speaking of people who didn't place, Damien Hellstrom, Phoenix, Firestorm, Firestar, Sunfire, or anyone with the name with sun or fire in their name has come in dead last this season.
Those hotheads. But no, the fact that the winter Olympics do tend to favor countries that have more wealth or colder climates. This is why Hercules of the Olympian pantheon has had a lot of complaints, saying that the whole Winter Games are just a sham from the Asgardian pantheon to try to steal glory from the original Olympic Games. He's a little bit bitter because Greece haven't won any medals in these events, whereas Team Norway is leading the count with gold medals.
Oh yes. And speaking of some unstrung heroes, Pastepot Pete,
mm-hmm,
Stiltman,
mm-hmm, the Boomerang.
Oh yes, Blue Beetle,
Shocker. Not that Shocker, but the other Shocker fights Spider-Man.
I don't know. We come up with a bunch of other ones. Vermin, half of Spider-Man's Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, half of Batman's Rogues Gallery, the original ones. They're a whole bunch of losers, is what we're trying to say. And as losers, they're doing very well in the sport of losing.
Yes.
They're losing very well. In fact, Crossbones has won the Skeleton Luge.
I totally thought the Red Skull was going to win that one. But the team that everyone's been talking about making it, it's another one of those Cinderella stories. People couldn't make heads or tails of it. But the world is cheering on Team Wakanda in the bobsledding competition.
Oh, yay. Everyone who wants to know, Wakanda has a bobsled team.
They have no chance of meddling in this event, but that's okay, because their medals back home are made of vibranium.
Mm. Also in sledding, Calvin and his buddy won the inaugural run of hobsledding.
Oh.
Of course, they were the only two competitors.
Gotcha.
And it's a game that they just made up.
But it was as hard as Calvin Ball?
A little easier. but just as awesome. We love those guys. And finally, in two-man bobsledding, longtime partners in crime, Rocket Raccoon and Groot, surprised everyone by taking the bronze. You know, not bad for a team when you're using one of the members as the sled. When asked for a comment, the sled had this to say. I am Groot.
I hope that's not how he really sounds.
No, it's Vin Diesel, so it's going to be like,
I am Groot.
I'm Groot.
I'm Groot.
I'm Groot.
All right, well, that does it for us from Sochi. We're out of time. We're out of beer. We're out of puns. We're out of jokes. We're just out of it. But join us in 2 years when we talk to you live from Brazil, where the official Olympic mascot is Deadpool.
God, that guy's on every cover.